Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, highlighting women in business in your community. I am Heather L. Tapia, Prosperity Advisor, and I am so grateful to have you tuning in. You can participate in a couple of ways to be part of our show. You can call in and talk to a guest or myself at 646-595-3440, or simply go to www.blogtalkradio.com/withinsight, register and be part of our chat. We're here every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern, so tune in and get to your excellence. Give Dawn a call at 614-437-9793 and schedule your healing appointment today. Thank you. www.dawnofthenewera.com. Hi, you are invited to celebrate International Women's Day, an amazing celebration held for the 102nd time around the world. In Columbus, Ohio, on March 8, 2013. Join us. You don't have to be a woman to come down and celebrate. We've got an amazing runway show, vendors, entertainment, food from around the world, and an opportunity to give back to your community. Go ahead and visit the website at www.iwdcolumbus.webs.com or RSVP at www.iwdcolumbus.eevent.com. Come on down and join us for this amazing opportunity to celebrate women being women. This is Heather L. Tapia, Prosperity Advisor. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show every Wednesday from 2 to 4 Eastern on the With Insights radio channel on Blog Talk Radio. This is our special Meet the Author segment, and you were just hearing a little bit about from our sponsors, and also that was a little sniglet of the All-Star Jammers Calypso Reggae Band, who will be our lead headliner at the International Women's Day VIP Charity Concert. I am super excited to have these guys perform for you and celebrate a good holiday. We're going to be having some good food, some excellent entertainment. The lineup for entertainment is just really accelerating. It's located at the McCoy Center in Hilliard, Ohio, and we're so grateful to them for supporting the event and you know, hosting it as well. So, again, so excited to be celebrating International Women's Day on March 8th, and that brings me to tell you a little bit about our guest today. Her name is Bo Arnold. She is an author, transformational teacher, and speaker, and is also nominated for one of our International Women's Day Recognition Awards. So we're very excited to connect with her. I met Bo several years ago in some other healing circles that I work with, and great lady, and I'm so blessed to now be connecting with her on a more grander scale with International Women's Day, and hopefully some fun future projects with the work she's doing. And that's what we're going to be talking a little bit about in a few moments when we get her on the line. And so I wanted to take a second to give you some updates on International Women's Day and what we're doing and how that is going, as well as, you know, just share how the last week has been and connecting with things. So definitely wanted to let you know that we are meeting with some amazing organizations. I spoke with the Ohio State Foreign Language Department today, the Women's Studies Program. We're still looking for sponsors and vendors and entertainers. We've got a few spots left, as well as food vendors for the event. going to be a real exciting experience, and definitely wanted to get you involved in being there on this celebratory day. Again, this is the 102nd year of the celebration, and really looking forward to showing the world that Columbus can make its mark. We have such a diverse and beautiful, eclectic community for ethnic diversity here in Columbus, and everyone is welcome. We are doing a couple event specials that I wanted to bring to your attention so you could take advantage of that by visiting www.iwdcolumbus.webs.com. You can participate in an all-day pass, which gets you a ticket to the awards luncheon from 11 to 1, the public celebration, and also the VIP charity concert, again, with Marble Park and the All-Star Jammers. So go to the website and buy your tickets now. You must have a ticket reserved prior to the event to get for the awards luncheon, but we've decided to make the 2 to 8 program for the public completely free. So I'll be adding the list of all of our vendors and performers in the next couple of days. So visit our website at www.iwdcolumbus.webs.com .webs.com, and you'll see the full program. What we've got going on right now that I want everyone to be aware of is the voting for our international recognition awards. And we have that on Facebook, on our fan page. So if you Google, or if you do your search on Facebook, the fan page, you'll find International Women's Day fan page for Columbus, Ohio. The awards link is International Women's Day Recognition Awards, Ohio. So you can go to that page and click for any of our nominees that are on the page. It's going to be based on likes. The different categories are listed right above their name, their picture, and you can make comments about them. We've got some beautiful, beautiful women involved, and we will be doing a nominee award show next week where the nominees can call in and talk about their projects and their community action and the different things they do as business owners and women of this Central Ohio community. So real excited to have that as well. We're going to take another quick break and going to let you hear a little bit from the other show hosts that we have. One of them is Jenny Seek. She does her show every Tuesday evening. And we also have Mud Toe Sasquatch as well. So I wanted to play the Inner Voice intro so you can learn about Jenny and tuning in to our other show hosts here on With Insight. And then we have Beau Arnold, author and transformational speaker and healer, on the line in just a second.
Welcome to Inner Voice Intuitive Hour with your host, Jenny Seek.
Hi, folks. This is Jenny Seek, and this is your weekly forum for connecting with your intuitive process, all things metaphysical, and honoring and recognizing your soul self. Thanks for tuning in, and enjoy the ride.
All right, Bo, do we have you on the air?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Welcome to Mud Show at Midnight.
I've been on mute for 2 minutes.
Mud Show Sasquatch. I'm a medicine. My chosen modality is the written and spoken word. My medicine bundle is open. I've lit the incense and offered it to the four directions. I invite you to sit with me in sacred ceremony. If you are an agent of the government, you are, of course, welcome to listen. But bear in mind that the words and actions of the medicine man in ceremony are protected under federal and international law. You can join the conversation by tweeting me at Mudtoe Sasquatch, MudToeSasquatch, or by email at MudToeSasquatch@gmail.com. And now, Mudtoe at Midnight.
Hello, everyone. Well, apparently I had my mute button on while I was running commercials, and that's why when I kept asking for Bo, she could not hear me. So I apologize for that. I'm multitasking way too much today. I'm really losing it. While I was on mute, I think I was announcing you, so I'm going to start over and announce you as our guest for Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show today, our Meet the Author segment. And we're so grateful to have Bo on the line. She is one of the International Women's Day Recognition Award nominees. She's also an author, transformational teacher, and speaker, and super excited to learn more about her, Bo, as a person, and also the work she's got going on for people out there to benefit and raise the vibrations and facilitate healing. So, Bo, why don't you tell the audience a little bit about yourself?
Well, first of all, Heather, thanks so much for having me, and thanks for doing the International Women's Day program. It's just fantastic for helping women around the world with all of the great things that we're doing. Women, like men, are so powerful from the inside out, and you're helping to show that and promote women who are doing things to also help raise the vibrational energy of the planet. So thanks for all you're doing with that.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. And I'm very blessed to be more clear in my purpose and my focus in this direction. And you're helping clarify that purpose and focus for so many others in the work that you do as well.
Yeah, well, and I appreciate that. The work that I'm doing is just simple, really. I'm not here to tell anybody how to live or what to think or how to do things. I'm just showing contrast, really, showing the way we live versus maybe the way that we know deep in our hearts that feels better for us. It certainly is healthier. And the whole basis of the book, which is, of course, publishers can always change the title, but right now it's Heal, Transform Sick and Tired into Healthy and Inspired, is that we have been raised with a thinking program or thinking system, really, that teaches us that we're not really that great. And so we've got this underlying mantra running in our heads, whether we're aware of it or not, that says, I'm afraid I'm not good enough, or I fear I'm not enough. And so we're always filtering life through that. And it doesn't really work for us because it makes us physically ill, and it shows, just look at America alone. It just shows 67% of us are overweight or obese. We have so many preventable diseases like heart disease, diabetes, a lot of the cancers, just amazing amount of things that we are doing to ourselves. And a lot of it is based on this thinking system. So all I'm doing is showing the contrast. Hey, look at this. Does it really make any sense? Because it really doesn't.
And I think that's, you know, what people need. Well, people choose, but it's helpful to have that choice of awareness. And those that are ready to listen here and those that need a little more time, find it eventually. And I'm really excited for this message. And one thing that I like about my journey is it doesn't have to be complex to be effective.
Right.
And
that's
you're
true.
Offering a simple viewpoint that is very effective and very easy to switch to, I believe.
It is simple because this has nothing to do with religion, so it doesn't matter what religion you're in or if you're not in any, or it doesn't really have anything to do with that. It's just really about how we look at ourselves and the world, the experiences that we have in it, and the people around us. But we've been taught that we're sort of separate from everybody else, and we know that's not really true. So that's a contrast that we can see. We've been taught that we're not that great. There's nothing true about that at all. And we can see how great we really are if we just set aside these old thinking habits, these old sort of egoic tapes that are playing in our head that always question everything we do. And we can kind of show the contrast between that as well. And people can pick and choose what matches for them and what doesn't. And you're right. When people get there, they get there. When they're ready to hear it, they'll find it. The great thing is that I'm not the only person in the entire world saying these kinds of things. There are many people saying similar things in different ways, and people will find those people or will find this as they need it. And we're all here to help each other and to reconnect. You know who Ken Harsh is.
Gosh, of course, yes.
And, of course, he just crossed over and to a different plane recently. But a couple of days before he passed, I actually was on Facebook with him. And
wow.
I hadn't spoken to him since earlier in the year last year. And he said something really interesting. I have a blog called ChooseOnlyLove.com. And I hadn't really spoken with Ken about that blog. But of all things that he mentioned when I was talking about doing a session for the ULE this coming year, he said, make certain that you do something with ChooseOnlyLove.com because we are moving out of the love of power time space into the power of love time space. And that really fits for me. And I thought, oh, there's a beautiful message in that from Ken. And so I'll honor that and make certain that we have that as a main focus. He said it so eloquently. And so I just wanted to pass that on and to thank him for that beautiful message at that time.
And I appreciate that message because, you know, I'm doing so many different things and not always in touch with everyone in our spiritual community. And it was very shocking. I thought Iggy was kidding me when he told me because he said it so offhand. And I'm like, so I Facebooked my friend Dale and I'm like, is this true? Is this real? Like, it just was kind of unbelievable. And, you know, I love that you have given us insight from Ken from where he's at today. And I know he appreciates that. And I agree 100%. I don't want to say I came up with it because I believe it's kind of given to me, you know, this wisdom and on the conduit. Yeah. But the phrase love and business came to me over 3 years ago when I was writing my first book and working in these abundance principles that I promote and teach. And it was this philosophy of gratitude, of no competition, of co-creation, that abundance
right.
is already here. And
yes.
we don't have to work. And it's our ability to co-create and support other people that affects change and raises the vibration. And I thought I had to, this was actually in 2008, I must have gotten this message because that's when I ran out and immediately signed up to start working on my MBA because I thought that if I was speaking in front of a large group of quote-unquote business professionals, not necessarily women per se, but, you know, mostly the masculine energy at the time, that I would not be heard. And I thought an MBA would make it better. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it matters personally anymore. I have halfway to go, but I'll get there one day. But I think what I love about what Ken said and what you're helping promote is that love vibration has always been here but is more actively here and easier to resonate with and for others to become aware of.
I think so, because there's one thing we all want, and that's to be loved. And there's one thing our ego tells us. We're not deserving of it because, of course, the ego comes from non-love, so it doesn't know anything about that. And when we're running with a thinking system based in the ego, where the majority of our time we're seeing life as that, it shows us an untrue picture. And, of course, you feel funny with the picture that paints because, you know, the ego can change its own mind in a sentence from beginning to end. It's not anything that you can sink your teeth into or any type of ground functioning that you can actually hold on to. It always feels like everything's being pulled out from under you if that's your system of thinking. And in business, we don't have to do what we used to do. You don't have to do competition. You don't have to make yourself sick trying to climb the ladder. You don't have to think, I just need to have a title that makes me feel great about myself, because we all know that once you get these things, it's all temporary. it's not really going to make you happy. There's nothing outside of you that truly does make you happy. And we're sort of more open to that today than ever before, and we're learning more about that all the time. An opportunity
yes.
today to be able to talk with people about, and they're saying, ah, yes, that does make a lot of sense. That does make a lot of sense. And so you can just show people the difference between a fear-based life versus a life filled with love. And what does fear mean? And what does love look like? And it's just a lot easier today. So those are the kinds of things that I've put in the book. I also write articles for a magazine called Viva Glam, and that's a weekly column. And it's the same kind of information there, you know, letting go of grudges and watching the language of the energy of our language and our words, and understanding how beautiful and powerful compassion is.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all know that power doesn't come from being mean to other people. That's what we've been raised to think. You know, if you're the one that everybody's afraid of, you're the most powerful. But I think now we understand even more that that isn't really true power, that true power comes from kindness and compassion, gentleness, love, and understanding. And it's just time. You know, it's time for change, and that time is here.
And it's very interesting that you're talking about the power versus force concept. And I have a colleague that I've known since 1998. He was a sales rep of mine, and we have great respect for each other, and he's done a lot of great things in the local community from a networking standpoint. And so I reached out to him to help promote International Women's Day, and called him today just to find out what his thoughts were, and, you know, was really taken aback at the, I'm going to use some words like jaded and hard, and he admits that he's hard and he's critical, and his philosophy is, what's in it for me? Why should
right.
I share your event to my 22,000 people when I worked hard to get those names?
Right.
And, you know, you should pay me $1,000 to do that. And I share charity things, but you're charging ticket prices, so I know you're making money on this. And so if you're making money, I want to make money. And I'm like, I have to charge money because where do I pay for, you know, the venue, and how do I give money to the charities? I just, you know, this is a new arena for me personally to work in the true charity fundraising arena. And I'm learning a lot from the experience and connecting with people that don't share that same love and business philosophy and gentle and compassion. And that's not everybody. It's about 5% of who I run into. But it takes me aback because it's not who I encounter on a regular basis. So it was very interesting to have that conversation with him. And then he was like, well, I'll put it on my Facebook wall. I'll do that for free. You know, you're cool. I like you. I've known you for a long time. And it was real interesting. And part of me, my ego, said, do I need to have this philosophy of sharing information from other people? You know, do I need to change my thought patterns? So I'm having that dialogue with myself and my parts. And that what I got out of the conversation that made sense is we were originally charging or asking for a $5 donation for the public celebration from 2 to 8 at the door to help with the charity fundraising, and I've decided just to make it totally free. If people want to donate at the door, that's great. We'll ask. We're going to advertise and try to collect some canned food for a food pantry, and that's great. So, you know, I don't know if he'll advertise it or not, because I'm still asking for people to pay for the tickets for the concert and the awards luncheon, because those are hard costs and so forth. But, you know, I think the benefit of that is, no, I'm not going to stop doing business the way I do business, which if you have something you want to share, post it on my wall. I don't care. I'll share it. I'll link it. I'll shout it out on the radio show. Why not? If I can, I do. I mean, I don't have to charge you $5 every time I say your name on my show. Not important.
Right. That's
so
true.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
It's just, you know, when you listen to these stories, these stories, things happen all day long in business. And the issue is that some people, because we've been taught fear, then there is fear. As you know, when you're afraid of not having enough money, amazingly enough, you never have enough. It doesn't really matter how much you have because it's never going to be enough for you because you have a fear that it's not enough. So when you get more, even that's not enough. And so even though there's such a beautiful opportunity for love to be a part of business and to make it run and be more profitable for everybody, and profit and abundance doesn't just come in money. It comes in less stress, easier business dealings, everyone helping each other on a better level, more eco-friendly. There's so many benefits to love and business. It's absolutely amazing. And yet some people still are afraid of that because if everyone else is doing it the old way and they're the ones doing it the new way, are they going to lose their business over that, or are they going
right.
to get, you know, shafted over that? And we have to have enough people that really feel and know deep in your heart love and business is the only way, because this is what sort of everybody wins. I don't know. You may have heard of this book, Heather. I found it a long time ago on my way overseas, standing in an airport bookstore, looking at the wall of business books. It's just absolutely amazing, the number of business books, even in a small airport bookstore. And as I'm looking at the books, I was having a personal issue at the time with one of my colleagues who was just making my life miserable, so I thought at the time. And as I'm looking at this huge wall of books, I'm thinking to myself, where's the book on what happens if people aren't nice to you at work? And amazingly enough, as the universe does, there was a book that, I don't know how I missed it, because it was right in the middle of all of the books, staring right in front of me, sort of the old smiley face, you know, that yellow with big smile face on it. This book standing right in front of me, it was called The Power of Nice. And it's written by Linda Kaplan Thaler and Robin Koval. These two ladies always did commercials, and they'd always been in the advertising industry, and they wrote this book because the point is how to negotiate so that everybody wins, not just one person or the other. Again, the difference between what I always say, there's between people say, well, you know, let's collaborate together, which is a sort of a new point of view or a win-win point of view, rather than, you know, what people typically do, which is somebody has to give up something. And I always say, you know, let's not give up things. Let's work together so no one has to give up anything. If you look at The Power of Nice, there's always a way to make it work for everybody. And when your point of view is being nice or loving or kind and not fear, then your focus just changes, because fear keeps you from being able to think clearly. And we see that whether it's in business life or personal life. So I wanted to mention that book was a life changer because I realized I was actually making that relationship more difficult for me than it had to be, because that person was going to be the way they were in business. That's all there was to it.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry about your dog. My dogs bark on the show all the time.
That's great. I know she was sleeping a lot, but she just decided that she was going to bark at the neighbor.
I finally put mine outside because he's a lab, and he was giving me that look where he was about to go into his, like, 15-minute barking rampage. I threw him outside.
Yeah, she's almost 14. I thought she'd sleep through the afternoon, so my apologies. But anyway, Taylor the dog says hello. But so in any case, it's so great because there's so many opportunities for us to come to business. I didn't have to feel as bad as that person because I was taking a lot of that stuff on. If this person is going to be unhappy in business and going to try to make my life difficult, I don't have to be afraid of that. I don't have to do fear. I can turn around and be loving towards that person, always having discernment about it. And, you know, you don't want to – you do need to use discernment and intelligence in business, but you don't have to be afraid. And when I stop being afraid, that relationship over time has changed. And this person deals with me in a whole different point of view. It's taken a while to turn the ship around, but you have to at least begin to not be afraid of other people in business or be afraid of business itself. And it is a learning experience. So your story about your situation is, hey, you can't control other people, but we can look at it from a different point of view. And that energy raises the vibration of that whole situation. It can't go anywhere but better for you. There's no doubt about that.
Well, and all I said is, you know, I said, Steve, you know, I'm really sad that you've had to become that way. And he knows he's hard. It's just the only way he can, quote unquote, like you said, survive in that fear mode. And it was funny because his perception was, if I put the post out for free and these people decide to be vendors and contribute to your charity fund, then what's in it for me? I was like, what? I'm like, you're afraid of losing out on future money. So like you said, it is all fear. And I'm like, it's all good, Steve. You know, I'm working with other organizations. And, you know, I know at this point from just trying to capture all the posts that we put out there, we're reaching hundreds of thousands of people. And I'm cool with that. And we're going to, the right people are going to be at the event. It's going to be beautiful in its entirety. And it's a launch pad for igniting inspiration. And it's going to keep getting better and growing, and the right people are going to be gravitating to do things. And, you know, I know you're doing a lot of events and classes. So tell the listeners a little bit about how they can learn how to practice some of these principles or work with you directly.
You know, it's really great because the workshops are based on the material in the book, and the workshops have taken on a life of their own. As you know, they do. I mean, you've done these different kinds of things. Even radio shows take on a life of their own each time, sort of, don't they? They have their own energy that goes with it. And the classes are held right now at Key Empowerment Center over in Worthington, and I always post them on my Facebook site. So if people are on Facebook, they can always get me there. They'll be on my website as well, and I've got a Twitter account. I try to get all this stuff out there. So there are many different ways to get a hold of that. My next class is March 16th, and the one after that is April 13th. They run from 9 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon. I tell you, I have a great following. I have people that come to class after class after class. They just can't get enough. And each class has its own life and becomes its own, it moves in its own direction. But the basics are the same, because we're looking at the fact that we're living a fear-based life, and it's unnecessary to do that. And that fear-based life is making us physically ill, and we're in a body that is actually of the highest intelligence in the universe that runs extremely well. And there's no reason not to feel vital, healthy, and inspired in daily life, rather than what we've been trained to do and what we watch around us, which is people are just flat out sick and tired. And there's a reason why we've come to this point. It's so noticeable. The lack of health, I'm on 25 pills. If you know any of these different, there are a lot of great documentaries out there, Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead by Joe Cross. If you look at Joe and you watch that, you can get that on Hulu or any different places. Netflix has it. These are great things to watch, because it shows that here's a gentleman who says, you know what, I was living the high life. I made a lot of money early on in the stock market, and I was eating like it, drinking like it, and traveling like it. And at 41, I was fat, sick, and nearly dead. And so we can see that sort of we can't get enough. And why do we think we can't? We always need to have more. I mean, look at the way America feeds each other in restaurants. If you just look at a cookie from, I won't even name the name, but of a famous coffee shop, if you just look at the size of a cookie or a muffin, they'll feed a family of five, but one person will eat that. We don't have a good feel anymore for what is enough, because we have felt so depleted for so long that we think we always have to have more, 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 and we don't know what enough is. And so we're making ourselves sick, and the government isn't doing great things for us because they're putting a lot of chemicals in our food and sugar and everything. And, you know, we're just buying into it because we're too sick and tired to pay attention half the time. We're just trying to make it. And these are the kinds of things in class that we can look at. How do we talk to each other? What are some options? Why is it that we've been raised to think that the people we love the most, we can treat the worst? I mean, that's just insanity. And so these are some of the other things that people will learn in class. You know, how can you make small shifts and adjustments? How can you change the way you look at someone? I always challenge people. There was an old film called Kinky Boots. I don't know. Have you ever seen that, Heather?
I bet I'm going to write it down.
It's really good. It's a true story about a shoe factory. And I'm just now getting the date on that for you. 2005, this film was put out. And there's a really, really cool part in it that brought tears to my eyes. It's a great story anyway, but there was one person in the film who looked at another person, and they had a challenge for each other. And the one challenge to the other person was, I just want you to change your mind about one person. That was the goal. Change your mind about one person. And I won't give it away, but it's a great film to see how that comes out, because we can change our mind about anything. We have choice. We don't think we do, but we have a choice about how we look at every single event that happens to us and around us. And we can look at it as doom and gloom, worst-case scenario sort of point of view, or we can find what we call the silver lining in every cloud, and we know that that exists, but we have to teach ourselves how to do that. In class, I explain to people that there are 86,400 seconds in every day. On average, we have about 65 to 70,000 thoughts. Of those, on average, 45,000 are negative. That's 65 to 70% of our thoughts are negative. That isn't how we're born. That's training. And that's bad training or poor training or unhelpful training or whatever you want to call it. But that's training that doesn't actually work in our favor. We can retrain ourselves, because deep down at the core of who we truly are, we are love. And we are gentle. We are kindness itself. We are compassion itself. And it's just about getting back in tune with that, reconnecting with that, and then practicing that when you have opportunities, which there are many, throughout the day with people that you love. Instead of treating the people at the local coffee shop nicer than you treat your own spouse, why don't we treat our spouse the way we would treat somebody at the local coffee shop? I always say if a neighbor comes in and asks you for a cup of sugar, you're happy to give it to them. If your own spouse asks you for a cup of sugar, your response is, why do you need that? You're fat already. That's going to make you sick. Get it yourself or whatever else.
And yeah. True.
You know, it's just amazing to watch, but we get stuck in these ruts. And so it's time to see that that's all they are, they're ruts. And we have the power to change anything we want to change. And it doesn't matter what you have on the outside. It's what you've got on the inside. There's more than we could ever imagine available to us. So those are the kinds of things that people learn. We talk about real-life stories. People will bring questions, you know, what about my boss? This person's really difficult. What can I do? And we talk about, you know, if you can't leave your job, there are ways to deal with that. There are things that you can do. Or I have something that keeps coming up for me that happened in my childhood. I'm not really certain why this particular issue keeps coming up. What can I do about it? And I say, hey, you don't have to know the exact reason why to realize it's something that doesn't work for you. And you can still change it. So there are no roadblocks to making your life better. And that's what the whole point is about. We don't have to be sick and tired anymore. We can be healthy and inspired. And that's the way we were meant to live.
That's really great. And, you know, I really, part of why I got involved in holistic coaching and all that and psychology as a degree was to learn more about myself and to understand why I was responding and probably to understand and heal the stuff my family was impacting me with, like this environmental thought. And, you know, my family, we did not hug. We did not say nice things to each other. We weren't yelling. We weren't communicating. So it was anger or I got what I wanted, so I'm satisfied kind of thing. And
right. So
it's been a challenge for me to learn other ways on how to operate. And, you know, when you said you treat the people closest to you that you love the most the worst, and, you know, most of the time I don't anymore, but it took me 30-some years to learn that I was doing that to begin with, to be aware of it. I didn't know. And when I get backed into a corner and I'm in my worst fear space, it's when it pops out the most, because it's instinct. It's instinct from being a little kid. That's how I was raised. And I don't realize I'm screaming and yelling and demanding and being, you know, angry and mad, because I'm just reacting to how I feel, because I don't know how to control it. I'm out of control. So I really think it's time for me to do some self-discovery work, and your classes sound perfect. So
better
off. Yeah, definitely. Because, you know, I went through 10 years of holistic coaching on and off with Journeys of Wisdom, and it, you know, I'm a different person because of it. And it's time to keep growing and being that better person and that language, especially going out as this public figure and working in other cultures and communities. And the gentleness that you express in your language and the consciousness of your words is very inspiring. It's very, it's just nice. And it's I would like to be reminded of that for myself.
Well, I appreciate that. I think it's so important that when we look at another human being throughout the day, as we look at many other human beings throughout the day, whether they are related to us or not, if you look at another human being, you must know they are suffering as you do. Because we know we're suffering. We know that our life feels bad to us in many different ways. And some people feel that their life is terrible, which is where I came from, which is how I kind of sort of got into all this. I used to think my life was the worst life ever. I hated myself. I never thought I matched up. I was always questioning, even when I was out with my friends, you know, was I wearing the right thing? Did I have conversation that was of interest to them? Always, like, I was always had to buy sort of without money or with money. I was always having to buy the love or the friendship or the companionship. And a lot of us, to our own detriment, overdo or overgive. Those are sort of like the people pleasers. There's a whole group of us out there for that. And then there are other people that match that that want to have people please them all the time. So then those people match up. I didn't realize how much I actually despised myself. And I realized when I read the Voice of Knowledge by Don Miguel Ruiz, and he pretty much said, this is my summary, this is my own summary, not his, of the book, is the crap that you were taught as a child is crap. And I realized reading that book, oh my gosh, I don't have to feel bad about myself. I read the Four Agreements, and one agreement was, don't use things against yourself. And I started to pay attention to the words I used against myself, loser, idiot, jerk, and worse, that I won't say on the air, all these different names I would call myself. And I think that was the beginning of the realization of how do I treat me. And we know this, anything we're doing to ourselves, we're doing to others. And if you're doing something to someone else, you must know you're treating yourself the same way and probably worse, because we only project out how we feel almost as if we're trying to give it away, almost as if we're trying to pass it on to someone else, but we can never do that. It never works. It's always left with us. So it doesn't matter how you try to hide it, and we all come up with ways to hide it. The ego only acts in so many ways. That's why there are categories of personalities. We only have so many ways that the ego comes out. And each one of us struggles trying to feel good enough, because that base message, I'm afraid I'm not good enough, never really matches us. And we're always trying to do something to sort of take that away. But within the egoic system, we can't. It doesn't work, because the egoic system isn't real. It's an illusion. How do you solve an illusion? And so if we can teach each other and remind each other, everyone that you look at suffers. Everyone you're looking at is suffering. What would help more? Because what we do with a family member is we see someone that's doing something different, or, you know, everyone else is a doctor and then you work at Walmart and your family just always looking at you like, oh, you're a loser, you didn't really make it, and they make excuses for you. And, well, they were really always a little different, right? They've been talking to you like that since you were little. You figured it out when you were about 4 or 5, and then you started to feel bad about your life from then on out, and they're still doing it to you. Instead of honoring everything everyone does and looking at each person as equal and supporting what each one of us wants to do rather than doing the shoulds and shoulds nots all the time. If we did that, imagine how great we would feel about each other and ourselves.
Right.
It would just change everything. We can do that.
It really would, and I think, you know, that's in working with the grade school I went to, I didn't know what it was like to be persecuted for being good at something until I went to high school.
Right.
Because in my grade school, everything was about perfection and doing the best you could and excelling, which had its own pressures. But then to learn the lesson that you're number one, so now they hate you, makes you dim your light because you're casting shadow on them and they don't know how to handle it. So I went through that whole process of practicing being less so people would like me, so I could conform. And, you know, I think that piece is still part of the journey when you're learning how to activate your life and get out there and do things. So, yeah, absolutely.
Well, you're right, and I think we all struggle with that, because when I teach class, I always ask people, I say, who in here hasn't been bullied on the playground or was a bully? Because bullies and victims have the exact same thing going on. They're opposite ends of the same pole. They don't feel good about themselves, and it just comes out in different ways. And if you realize that and you look around a group of 30 or 40 or 50 people, you realize every single person struggled from the time we were young. I mean, this has been going on for a long time. And wouldn't it be nice if somebody felt compassionate towards you and said, oh, I know, it must be really hard. And you look it back and say, yeah, you must have it really have had it difficult as well. I can see how that must be hard on you. And now we can begin to help each other heal. No one heals themselves but themselves, but the support for healing would be so great to have. And when you take that back to business and you think about how great it would be to have a business where there is no fear of abundance, and we actually realize there really is more than enough. When I'm in class, I ask people, what is there one thing there's not enough of in this world? And some people will say money or time, and I say, there's more than enough money, it just isn't very evenly distributed. And time isn't real because you can't even tell me what an hour feels like, and sometimes an hour to you feels like a minute, and sometimes a minute feels like an hour. So let's get rid of the time thing. You can't even go by that. The one thing there's not enough of is love, and that's because of fear. And so if we can look at this and become aware of it, then we can start to find different ways to work around it, realizing that you don't have to be afraid. And I always say if there's something, you know, people like to go home and clean out their closets and, you know, around the holidays or after the holiday, they like to clean everything where they do a spring cleaning and they get rid of all their things. And I always say the true challenge is not to give away things you don't use anymore. The challenge is to give away the stuff that you actually do use that you may not need. To give somebody something that truly is of value, there are many cultures in the world that if they're going to give you a gift, they give you something they truly like themselves for themselves or something that they truly have, because isn't that a beautiful gift?
Well, in Native American culture, that's
right,
the big thing. If you, like I had, you know, when I, with drums, like Iggy gave me a big drum and I played it and I toned through it because that's one of the things I do, and it was nice. But then my friend Astor was in town from the Amazon, from South America. He's a curandero, and he was doing some healing ceremonies. And we were at the drum circle, and he didn't have a drum, so I handed the drum to him. And it didn't feel right to take the drum back. So in a matter of 12 hours or 6 hours or 24 hours, the drum traveled to its owner, and he took it back with him.
That's beautiful.
That felt really good.
That's beautiful. Yeah,
yeah,
that's really nice. And that's what we're talking about, you know, to get freely realizing that it's just stuff and it's just nothing belongs to us. We're taught early on that this is mine and that's yours. And right there we are taught separation, and we're taught that material things, especially in America, we're taught, you know, materialism, materialism, materialism. And yet we see that on every chart for every study that's done, the more money you have, happiness tanks. The more stuff you have, happiness tanks. So it's obvious that money and things don't make us happy. It might make our lives easier to do the things that we want to do, but at the end of the day, you can travel the world, you can have all the stuff you want, you can drive the cars you want, you can have the houses you want, you can have the things you want, you can have the titles you want, but there'll be a day that none of that matters because you just feel so bad about yourself and your life. And right there is the moment that proves that none of that has anything to do with true happiness and true love. You know, there's a country singer called K.T. Osland. She was back in the 80s. And she had a song where, you know, a dollar bill just can't do it for you, so to speak. You know, I'm paraphrasing, but, you know, money doesn't buy you happiness. And she has a whole song about that, and that all I want is you, you know, just to have that love is so much more important than, yes, I can have lunch in Paris or I can do this and that. But it's nothing compared to the love with you. And that is, you know, that is really where it is. It just makes it so important. So we can get out there and look at business and our dealings with each other, whether it's personal business or professional business, and realize that when we are gentle and kind and we're working together, it is a win-win for everybody, if you need to use that term. But there's more than enough out there. How could there be anything but that? It's just nothing but abundance. And your focus is, I always say, what you focus on expands, or that's what you get. A lot of people say the same thing different ways. But it's true. If you look at your life as, I don't have enough, my life is terrible, my life is worse than anybody else's, of course that's the way it's going to feel because you're creating that experience. And that energy, the universe is just based on energy. So what you send out there, there are many multiple options available to you, then the universe is going to hear you say, I don't have enough and I don't love this and I'm not good enough. And then you're going to get that picture of that reflected back to you. So it will seem like that's the way it is, but there's no truth in that. That's just all energy. And we can change that by changing the energy of our thoughts, by changing
Absolutely.
Our perspective.
Well, and part of the one of the messages when I was downloading the 5 Steps to Abundance was that the universe is always answering yes. So it's answering yes on an unconscious level, and it's answering yes on a conscious level. And what you're talking about is being aware of your conscious requests, making that your unconscious at the same time, I believe.
Right. Yes.
And that empowers people. So how can people register for these classes again? Where can they go to sign up?
Well, if they watch my Facebook and they watch the website, then we'll have sign up every single time just by sending an email to me to sign up for those classes. And the email is on my Facebook, it's on my webpage and everything. But if they watch for when these come up, then they'll be able to go right to the email, sign up, let us know, and then they'll be able to register. And that way, try and keep it really, really simple for people. You can call me as well and register. I have a couple people that don't get on the internet at all, which is fine. But we're looking for anybody to come and bring friends. And I know a lot of people have sent a lot of people, and they usually come with them and bring them. So we always keep that information available on the website. I tweet it. It's on Facebook. And they'll be able to register that way. They can also check the Key Empowerment website, and that will, if they go into the calendar, they can get information from when they click on the date for that as well. Diane's really great about putting information up for that. So if anybody knows Diane over at Key Empowerment, she does a fantastic job with all of those things.
Absolutely, and you know, obviously, Bo, you can post your classes and notification on my wall or shoot me an email so that I can send it out for you. That's that law of reciprocation. Of course, you know, and so when Steve said, it was so funny because he's like, well, I need to charge you $1,000 for my 22,000 emails. And I'm like, I've got twice that. And I'm going to be promoting you on them. And I'm not asking for extra money from you. I just wanted to see if you wanted a table at the event and support the charities. And so it was really funny. And you know, it's just a perspective and compassion. And you just, my friend Frank, he's an author and wisdom man, and he really helped me understand the compassion, which is different in my experience than just sitting in the love vibration. So I learned self-compassion and this self-nurturing, and that's still learning and working on that issue. It's been a couple years of just awakening my awareness to it and acknowledging when I'm not being compassionate with myself, because I get to see when I'm not being compassionate to others.
Right.
So, and I'm more likely to be compassionate to somebody else than I am to myself, which
yeah,
is why I love having pets. Yeah. Well, and that's why I love having pets, because when I'm starting to be mean to my animals because I'm lashing out and I'm screaming or they're in my face or they like lay on top of me and I'm trying to work, they're telling me it's a timeout, Mom. Like when my 80-pound dog, like, you know, puts her head on me and then starts pawing at me and I'm trying to get something posted and websites and so many phone calls to make and I get angry and I tell her to go away. And then, like, a half hour later, I realize, oh, I needed to stop. I needed to take a break.
Yeah, that's right. That, you know, the interesting thing is that we know that time is speeding up and this time goes faster and faster every single day. And what's really interesting is that the one message that I get for a lot of people when they call me and they have these issues and they say, what can you tell me? It's so amazing that the information that comes through their guides or whoever it is today, I've noticed more than ever, I'm getting the words slow down. Even though time is speeding up and everything seems to be going faster, it's time for us to slow down. And so yoga, meditation, taking a break from work, going on vacation or on holiday more often. You know, people in Europe just giggle at Americans because a lot of people don't even take a week of vacation the year. They work 51 weeks a year. Some people don't take vacation. I haven't had vacation in 4 years. And we're just burned out and sick and tired. And it's so great when our animals, right in front of us, nature of all kinds, pets, whatever, birds, chipmunks, squirrels, are able to just show us, hey, just sit in the tree and sing. Just slow down for a minute. I had a squirrel last year out on my deck. I put seeds out for the redbirds, and I couldn't figure out why were these seeds going down at such a level. I've been feeding them for years, and this year I'm just replacing and just filling up this bowl all the time until the one day I caught this squirrel flat out right in front of the bowl with all legs spread and his little baby arms around the bowl with his face in it just munching away. I thought, there it is. Just came to have a really nice lunch in the sun and just putting his face in the food. No care in the world. I mean, not thinking about anything. And these are the things that help remind us. There's so much assistance for us everywhere. And you'll know this too, Heather. The moment you're ready for assistance and you're open to it, it will be there for you in so many different ways. And that's the beauty and the love of the universe as well. When people say they're having a bad day, you realize over time that there is no bad day. There are difficult, challenging days, but no day could be good or bad because every day is just as it is. So there's not even a reason to name it good or bad. It's just maybe challenging, and other days are less challenging, but everything can be turned into something beautiful and loving. We just have to practice doing that. Just have to practice
absolutely.
Just like you say. You know, you practice this stuff, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. And I share that wisdom. And usually when I'm sharing a nugget, it's because I need to hear that nugget again.
Well,
and that's
what
this radio show allows me to have a platform to do, is to remind myself of the nuggets of wisdom that spirit, source, God, creator, universe, whatever you choose to name it, is giving to me to speak. Speaking my truth, and I don't censor anymore, very rarely, and it allows to, you know, remind me. So, like you, I love that you said that the radio show takes a life of its own, because it's beautiful. It's just a fruit-flowing platform of communication, and what you need to hear, you'll hear. What you need to say, you'll say. And you were saying about the messages and the slowing down, and if you just open up and ask for it. And I'm gonna practice that over the next couple of days because I've got so much going on. And I'm just going to remind myself of how simple life can be and is. And I had a great opportunity to listen to a speaker at it was a company that was doing order fulfillment brokerage for, say, like, Limited 2 and other call centers, and we were just there for training, and it was one of the managers, and she said, there are no bad days. There are bad moments, and sometimes those moments are strung together, and it appears like you're having a bad day.
Right.
But if you look at it, it's really a bad moment, and so I like that because then you don't, it's not an all or nothing like you're saying. It's just a snap of the finger there. It's a fleeting moment of experience.
Well, that's so fantastic, and I'm smiling as you tell me how this person described this, because to me, those are the kinds of things that other people say that I smile because I think that's a great way to explain to people so that they, I always say, stop taking a pie in the face, because we get so caught up, don't we? And when one thing starts to, I'll say, for lack of better terms, I don't feel this way, but go wrong, right? We say, oh, well, and we actually have a saying, at least here in America, bad things happen in threes. That is just so ludicrous.
Because then you're fulfilling, self-fulfilling prophecy.
Well, and, again, if you subscribe to the fact that bad things actually do happen, or you want to name things as bad, then, in fact, perhaps 25 things bad are happening, but you only see three. So then you're done counting. And then the next time you're going to like, oh, well, I thought I was over with it, but I guess bad things happen threes because here's another round of it. And then we get into this thing. And it's so funny to me that we actually subscribe to these insane ideas about life and about how things happen. And because we do create, we are creator energy, yes, that is what you'll see. Now, that's not because that's the only thing that's happening. There are other options out there also happening at the same time, but you're choosing to see it that way. So, of course, that's the way you're going to experience it. And that's the other thing that's so powerful about us, is that we do have the choice to experience the exact same event in a different way. And I always give the example if you look at Katrina, Hurricane Katrina, how it was so devastating to so many people. There was somebody being interviewed on TV, and I'm certain that this news person was probably sorry they went after this because it wasn't the kind of story they're looking for, because the media is often looking for doom and gloom.
Right.
They're such great supporters of that.
Yeah.
But in this particular situation, they came to this gentleman, and he had lost his home, and so they were talking with him about that, and they were looking for the sob story and the crying and the everything's gone on. And they said, you know, what do you have left? And he said, I don't have anything left. And I said, that must just be terrible. And he actually said, to be honest with you, it's a huge relief, because he said, I realized how much I was trying to keep up with my neighbors and the yard work and the housework. And, you know, the house is probably a little bit more than I really needed to take on. And it just is actually, I don't have yard work to do anymore right now. I can actually breathe. I actually can take a break. I don't have to work on the house all the time. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to fix it all the time. It's not, you know, it's just so much easier. And he said, I never realized I would feel that way, but I actually do. And so they were trying to recover and find more negativity. And they said, well, what about work? What about your job? Is your business still there? And he said, the company I work for has also been wiped out. And he said, I'm so glad too, because I hated my boss, and now I can get a different job. And so in the midst of all this doom and gloom, it was such a bright light. Again, contrast. You see these contrasts, and people will look at that and say, that is so unrealistic. But I would ask you, why is it unrealistic that something that we consider bad could happen could actually be really, really good? And it's just training, because we're certainly not trained to look at things the way we look at them. Usually when we're coughing up stuff about, oh, this is bad or that's, it's because we've been trained to look at it that way. But in fact, just because we've been trained to look at it that way doesn't mean that that's the only way you can look at it. And if you've ever seen the film, What the Bleep Do We Know?
Oh, sure.
That is such a great film for a lot of reasons, just for me. You know, other people may or may not like it, but I thought that was so great, because it showed that everything is energy, and it showed the amount of power we truly have internally, that we are creator energy, and it shows it from, this is just pure science. These are physics. I mean, this stuff is provable. And when you look at the kinds of things, there's a little boy in it who is bouncing a ball at a basketball court, and Marlene Matlin comes along, and she's walking through, and he asks her just to wait a minute, and she says she doesn't have time, and he's showing that all these different balls are bouncing, but the one that she sees is the one that she's focused on. But it doesn't mean that the other ones aren't there and also bouncing. And I know it's a little bit mind-blowing for people, but that's from a physics standpoint. We can prove those kind of things, that those things are going on. And that shows us and gives us the opportunity to realize how powerful we are to take even difficult situations, or as your friend said, these little bad moments that are perhaps strung together, and change them. The event may still occur, but your experience of it and how it affects you is completely up to you. And you are not powerless for that. I don't care what you've been taught. You are not powerless to that.
Beautiful. That is wonderful. I knew this was going to be a great conversation and awakening for individuals and so forth. And, we've got about 20 more minutes. We can keep talking. Let's take a quick break, and that'll just give you a few minutes to catch your breath and grab some water or whatever. And we will be right back in about 54 seconds.
Hi, you are invited to celebrate International Women's Day, an amazing celebration held for the 102nd time around the world. In Columbus, Ohio, on March 8, 2013. Join us. You don't have to be a woman to come down and celebrate. We've got an amazing runway show, vendors, entertainment, food from around the world, and an opportunity to give back to your community. Go ahead and visit the website at www.iwdcolumbus.webs.com or RSVP at www.iwdcolumbus.eevent.com. Come on down and join us for this amazing opportunity to celebrate women being women.
Well, again, you are listening to Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. I'm your host, Heather L. Tapia, Prosperity Advisor, with wonderful author and transformational speaker and teacher, Bo Arnold. She is the author of an amazing series to help empower and heal you called Heal, Transform, Sick and Tired into Healthy and Inspired. She has classes coming up on March 16th and in April to help you through this process of transforming your life and shifting your old patterns of speaking and believing to new ones that will help resonate and increase your vibration and help you with the quality of your life. I can clearly say that, and feel better about the way that you're living and being and doing. And we've talked about a lot of great things. I know you are a columnist for the Viva Glam magazine, and I looked at it briefly. I haven't had a chance to look at it much. So tell me a little bit about that, because a lot of what we do on the Meet the Author segment is to inspire writers to become authors by interviewing existing traditional and ebook authors, but also to offer tips and tricks and suggestions on breaking into the quote-unquote writer's world. So do you want to speak a little bit about your journey as a writer and where it's, how it's led you to writing the book and doing the classes?
Yeah, I do. I really appreciate that. I would, first of all, just tell anybody, just write. If you want to write, I don't care if it's poetry or whatever, just write. And then blog it or find other writers' groups. There's always going to be a digital magazine. There are many different magazines out there for spirituality and new age and things like that, and you can just send a nice letter to the editor. It makes it an easy process, and don't ever think that your stuff isn't something people might want to hear, because that's the old ego that says no, when in fact it's time to say yes. Just put it out there, just go for it. I actually went through a really difficult time in my life. Well, I've been through many difficult times in my life, but it hit an all-time high a number of years ago. And one of the things I realize is that I'm not valuable just because somebody else loves me. I'm valuable. Why not love myself? I'm already valuable. So that was kind of the beginning of all this. I've been through difficult things in my life, just like other people have. And I think that it takes us away from, when we focus on those things, it takes us away from focusing on opportunities for ourselves and learning to love ourselves. And that does take practice. So from that, I decided that I'd spent enough years going through and understanding this and feeling it and stuff coming up from the old and dealing with that and purging it and all the things that we do to sort of clear things and energy clearing and chakra clearing and balancing. And I went through all of that. And I realized, you know what, I can keep, this is really simple to me. This stuff is, it's not rocket science. It's super simple. We just need to learn to love ourselves and open up that vibration, because that's who we are deep down. I had visited with, you'll know this, the Healing Horses out at Serendipity Stables, just outside of York Center, Ohio. And I visited with them out there, and I met Lisa Noland. I think you know Lisa Noland as well. She's a medium, and she's fantastic at it. And she said to me the day we were both out there at the same time, I have a message from you. And I've known since I was a little kid about this, but I had actually been putting it off. And the message was, it's time for you to write about your experiences to help other people. And a lot of other people may have also had similar experiences. So when you get that message, just do it. Even if you just write it, the vibrational energy of those beautiful words are going to find their way out into the universe, whether you ever publish or not. And that's not to say don't publish. That's just saying, hey, just start writing. Don't let anything. And you don't have to write hours at a time. Write 10 or 15 minutes at a time and put it down and write again, or blog for 10 or 15 minutes. Just keep it simple, but don't let anything hold you back from writing. So that's my push for other authors or people who want to write, and don't think this is something that people don't want to hear. So in writing this book, then I sat down, and for 3.5 months I worked 7 days a week from 8 in the morning until 9 or 10 at night, taking small breaks to walk the dogs and go to the gym. Other than that, I just took off of my regular job, and I just did this. And I realized that there's so much information out there available to us that we can just provide in different formats. The book is one. Viva Glam magazine is another one. And the editor-in-chief for Viva Glam magazine is Katarina Vanderam. Katarina is from Slovakia. And when she came to this country, she didn't know a lot of English, but she has, in the last 8 years that I've known her, not only is she the editor-in-chief of Viva Glam magazine, she has become one of the top 40 models in the world. What makes her different is that she understands feminine, divine, goddess, wisdom, whatever you want to call it. She understands that. She understands the connection to all things. She understands that animals are equal to and as important as human beings. She's been vegan for 18 years, and she has a lot of great content on that. But this is a magazine that's not a fashion glamour magazine where it's cutthroat, dog-eat-dog. This is a fashion glamour magazine that puts the two, fashion and glamour, together, and then also provides a lot of heart. There are great recipes in there, whether they're vegan or gluten-free or whatever. There's good information about a number of different things. But Katrina asked me, she said, you know, I'd love to promote your book in the magazine when it comes out. We're just in the final editing phase. And she said, I said, what can I do for you? And she said, it'd be great if you could be a columnist for us and put some of that information out there from your book. So that's kind of how it happened. And it's just because of connection. So never under the other thing I have an author say, never underestimate the connections, because 8 years ago, neither one of us thought about writing books or having magazines. And here we are, and now we're working together. So it all comes. I always say it's so great that the things that our mind tell us and look at life as never actually come true, that it's always better than what we could ever imagine, because our ego point of view is very limited thinking. And if we set that aside and we sort of, I always say, set my ego aside and let me be who I truly am, then I can be open to all things and all possibilities. And who would have thought I would be a columnist for this fantastic magazine? And here it is. And it's just for honoring myself and trusting and putting it out there and having relationships. And so don't give up on anything. This has been a great experience for me with this magazine. It's a digital magazine right now. I always ask people to go subscribe to it because we're working on, Katrina's working on getting it into the print edition this year. It was listed as one of the top United States magazines. It was recently featured in Times Square, and it gets a lot of notoriety. In 7 months, this magazine had over 4 million hits. That's a lot for a new magazine. So
That is immense, because I had a web magazine. I did all that, what it takes, and the columns and the articles and the posting, and it's the best way to reach people. And if you've got the right content, you're optimized, and the fact that it sounds like she's got the global and international awareness and the true message of heart, which, I'd love to connect with her. I'd love to learn more. And we've posted your what I did is I went to the website and I searched your name and then found some of your columns. So we're going to post more of that information throughout our postings of International Women's Day, because now that you've shared with me this background of her story and the heart behind it, because it does appear to be, your typical fashion magazine, and you've still got the gorgeous, beautiful glamour shots and so forth, but now you're giving me background that, and I was curious, knowing your energy and then how you were partnered with this, it's definitely something that Purpose for Women International would, like to get to know more about and potentially partner with. And absolutely, I'll be sharing it on our International Women's Day information so people can subscribe to your column and the actual magazine itself. Oh, of course, because if it's sharing the right message, which I knew you are, but if the magazine as a whole is making some sort of conscious effort in the midst of a glamour-based physical viewpoint society, then heck yeah, I want to post it. I want to get that message out there.
Yeah, so. She's really great. If you go to vivaglammagazine.com and you go under the culture tab, she kindly enough named my column Great Mind, which thank goodness she didn't ask me, because I would have never come up with that because I just never thought about it. But if you go under that and you look at those, all the articles I've written since September are listed there. Thankfully, there are 3 pages of them. They just keep growing. And Katrina sends great emails about just the quality of the information that we're all putting out there. But if you look at the magazine, there's a food and drink section, and there's some great people that write in that. The recipes are fantastic. She also has a Pinterest for Viva Glam, and there are a lot of great things on that as well. There's a fitness yoga section, and Marzia is a great columnist as well and puts out fantastic information on health and wellness. There's a section even on men for Fashion for Men. So, yes, it is a glamour fashion magazine, so they are going to talk about makeup and all these kinds of things, but there's a lot of heart and soul behind this magazine, and it may or may not come true for people. I don't really know. I just know because I see it, and for someone to offer to put this kind of a column in a magazine, in a fashion glamour magazine, you've got to know that this editor-in-chief is not a typical editor-in-chief. I mean, she's just fantastic. So you can learn a lot about her and sort of see where she's going with all this. But that's kind of how that happened. And that's why I would say to any author or writer, don't think for a moment you can't get your stuff out there. And don't think for a moment that, only 10 people see it. If 10 people see what you write, it's 10 people who are getting a message, who are getting the beautiful energy of your words, that are getting something out of what you're writing. And that's important. So the numbers aren't as big of a deal, because each one of us helps the other, and each one of us is doing what we can to make things better for everybody. And, you know, again, my philosophy isn't, it's not my way or the highway. This stuff isn't coming. These aren't my ideas about how to live. This was life experience and just showing contrast. Then you pick what matches for you or not. You know, this isn't, some system you have to buy into, or some, you know, tapes we're going to send to you every week and you're going to have to pay for them. This is, you come, you listen, you read, you see what matches for you, but you can always make your life better. You can always make your experiences of any event that happens to you easier on you. Stress mm-hmm. is one of the top killers for us, and that's because it adversely affects so many things. And we're stressed out, and we're picking foods that are full of sugar because we need quick energy. I tell you now, probably one of the top things that kills us, too, is because of the sugar. So you start looking at a magazine that has fantastic recipes that are low sugar or sugar-free, or at least has stevia or some other better system in it for us, where we can eat, where our body's going to use it better. And you've got a whole different point of view. You've got something you can really use and something that's really trying to help raise the vibrational energy of the planet. And mix that. I mean, how do you mix fashion and those kinds of things? Katrina Vandergram, she's done it well.
Well, and I love that, because you won't know, one of my favorite role models is Tyra Banks. And I was one of those people that, when I heard the announcement of her talk show, I was like, this is going to be ridiculous. And she is not ridiculous. She has a very strong ethnic morality. She's a strong feminine figure, which is her mother, and she's paved the way for the gawky, not classic beauty, ethnic beauty, African-American beauty. And then her America's Next Top Model, I mean, it's my guilty pleasure. I love it. And at the same time, she does camps for young girls to help them with body image. And she does things that are outside of what you would think. So models are just people, too. They have a heart. And just like other people, there are crappy, mean, angry, evil attorneys, but there are great attorneys. There are, you can't stereotype people based on, well, people do, but, you know, when you actually get behind the scenes and you get into the meat of the heart of that individual, you're just seeing somebody that's just like you. And I love the message that you said, because I've experienced this personally. When there's someone that you admire and look up to, and let's say they are part of your local circle, but you're not in their circle, introduce yourself, talk to them, because you will be doing business with them one day. You will be walking beside them, and they will be somebody that admires and respects you because you took a chance to respect yourself by connecting with them. Because I've experienced that, and it's kind of a cool, like, look-back feeling. I had that with Cindy Riggs and Karen Rawlings at the Universal Light Expo the first year that I went. They're very professional, gifted, beautiful women, intelligent women, and they had this persona that was so not your typical psychic medium. And I'm walking by and I'm looking at them like, oh my God, they're amazing. I just want to, God, it'd be so cool to just be able to talk to them. And within a year, I'm launching some projects locally, and they were doing projects with me, and we're colleagues, and I forgot that I had that little, I don't even know what to call it, but big-eyed, like, look, like, oh, my gosh, I'm, you know, starstruck kind of thing. And then a couple years later, it hit me. I'm like, we're peers. We're working together. And I remember that defining moment of going, those are women I want to work with. Those are women I want to be like. Those are women I want to follow.
And, well, there's no doubt. Cool. And you picked some great people there. I mean, they're fantastic. They're just a lot of great women out there. I mean, there are great men out there, too, that, you know, you look back and we talk about, you know, how, and you're doing the International Women's Day, which is just fantastic. And really, because of the way women have been treated for the last few thousand years or more, you know, it's time to, again, you look at ancient cultures and even other indigenous cultures today who really revere women and understand the balance in the sort of masculine and feminine energy. If you look at that, you can see people out there who personify this and help open this idea or this remembering about the balance of the universe and the balance of the planet, which, of course, we are extremely out of balance right now. And not just because men are so strong, but because a lot of women are using that aggressive sort of negative energy, because in order for us to have gotten ahead in the world, in the business world, we felt like we had to act like them in order to get there. And, you know, we don't have to. And they don't have to act like that either. You know, that we can all change and make it different. There's a woman that you interviewed on your radio show last year, I believe, and it's Nancy Siegel.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Nancy Siegel does Phoetics. And this is, I was at the beginning of this when I saw it sort of happening and coming out and how it, the wisdom and the magic of this came out. And it shows this sort of beautiful, poetic, truthful existence in our early childhood photos. Most of the time she does women, although she's done some men and worked with them individually, but she also holds classes too over at Key Empowerment. And this is something where women can remember, and it helps reconnect you to this sort of ancient wisdom that it lives inside you, whether you know it or not, it's there. And it's just like what I say, just because you don't see it doesn't mean it's not happening, doesn't mean it's not available. And that's another person who puts out sort of a great opportunity for us to learn who we are and remember these things and give us the power inside to look differently. And it goes right in with what you're doing with the International Women's Day. I mean, I just think it's fantastic. So thanks for all you're doing to help women and remind women of their own true internal power, because I looked at the women that are being nominated on the website. I'm going to tell you, there's not a single one on there that isn't absolutely amazing. And I'm not including or discluding myself. I'm just noticing the other people. And I'm thinking, how great to now see these women's names and know who they are and know what they're doing. It just shows on a high level how many of us are out there doing some beautiful, beautiful things. So thanks for highlighting
You're welcome. Really, and I agree with you. I'm so great. Let me tell you a couple. Like, I want to go back a little bit. What Nancy's doing and what you're doing, and the editor or the founder of Viva Glam with this Understanding of Authentic Goddess, my friend Dawn Thompson, on February 22nd at Peace House, is teaching the Authentic Goddess series. And I know you and I talked about the physicality of stuck emotions, the somatic approach, and she's incorporating Suzanne Roberts, who does women generating programs, her somatic teachings and the empowerment, and then all of her intuitive work into a series of 12 classes. And so we're excited to have that launched. You can go register at dawnofthenewera.com and also look at the Peace House Facebook or go to www.authenticgoddess.eevent.com. And participate, and then, you know, you've got your stuff at Key Empowerment as well. And what I think is really cool about the women who were nominated, the honorable mentions that are not in the local Ohio area, because I was trying to really celebrate locally, and we're going to have so many more people next year because I've made so many great connections, and I'll be able to get out to these ethnic groups and organizations. But the women we did attract are, like you said, amazing in their own right, and, you know, humble, and some of them, you know, were surprised they were nominated, so grateful. There's a few more I need to get up online because they haven't sent me their pictures and so forth, so that's on my list to do's. Julie Harmon of Impact Safety, I don't have her photo, but I got her on there. Elizabeth Bannon.
I've known her for years. She's fantastic.
Yeah. I can't wait to see her because hopefully they're going to do a demo, and she connected me to so many great women, which leads me to Nora Bakaranka, who is our keynote speaker for the awards luncheon, which I can't remember if you're in town or not, but she is one of the few survivors of the genocide in Rwanda.
Wow.
And she's going to be is our keynote speaker for the awards, and so I'm going to have Kleenex on the table because I know there's no way we're going to be able to hear what this woman had to deal with to survive and save her three children, but make it out where they murdered and massacred a million people. It's
just amazing.
Mind-boggling. And then to come back as an educated woman with a bachelor's and working on her certifications for hospital management and raising her three boys and coming to America and traveling around with this documentary that she was part of to share the story. And then to be a humble translator for other African families locally on call 24 hours a day to help them, helping them with housing and everything else. She's helped 50 families so far with her Rwanda Women in Action. And she's just one beautiful, great person. And I've been trying to reach and connect with her for 6 months. And to have her nominated and then sit down with her and then to mention offhand, my friend John, who she knew, because he does African missionary work, had a woman who survived the genocide, and she's like, that's me. And I went, what?
That's
you?
Great.
And she's so positive and loving and optimistic, and that, I just get chills. It's just amazing. And then Kina, I don't know how to say her name right, but I'm going to pretend I do. Kina Hassat from Pakistan. Mm-hmm. She's like in her early 20s, has been doing philanthropy empowerment work since she was the age of 6 in Pakistan, and is an ambassador of goodwill all over the world. And she's just a phenomenal person to just have on my radar. And she was nominated by a woman in Pakistan. I don't know how they found her. But
that's
the universe, she showed up, and I sent her an email and I said, we're acknowledging you. I'm going to give you an honorable mention, and I'll mail her a certificate and, you know, whatever makes sense and wherever she is. And she's honored to be a part of it. And I can't wait to meet her and connect with her for our future projects. This is just such a launch pad of amazingness. I don't even know what's in store for me, but I know it's fabulous and wonderful. So when I'm depressed, down, and beaten, having this conversation reminds me of why, and you've given me a lot of inspiration today, Bo, and reminders and wisdom and access to resources. I think that's what people need today. It's okay to ask for help, and it's okay to change who you are and how you think, because you don't have to stay in this miredness of fear and sadness that you might be experiencing. It's okay to be there.
Right.
It's part of being human.
Right, that's right. Clear it, cleanse it, get it out, and then come to a class. I'll just plug my website, which is bolarnold.com. It's B-O-L-A-R-N-O-L-D, bolarnold.com. And everything will be there. I'm also on Facebook. You can find me, Bo Arnold, and everything's always posted there. So anytime anyone needs anything, that's a great place to get in touch with me. So I just want to say thank you so much for all that you're doing. Thanks for having me today and for allowing me to speak about the book and the classes and the fantastic Viva Glam column that I've been blessed with, and just so grateful.
Yeah, I definitely want to know more about how to connect with Viva Glam and what we can do as an organization, Purpose for Women, in these purpose summits to raise women's vibrations. I mean, having a fashion component of any of our shows and Viva Glam speaking with, and I don't want to try to say your name, but the beautiful woman that founded it, would be, you know, phenomenal to send that message, that Tyra Banks message, that You know, obviously, I'm not up on my models all of a sudden. I can't think. I'm so excited. The one that's doing Project Runway, Seal's ex-wife, and all the beautiful work she does. So, you know, it just shows that no matter where you come from, you can make a difference. And no matter what you feel about yourself, you can shift it. And you're allowed.
Yes, that is correct. You're allowed. And, you're meant to, because you are nothing but beauty and happiness and peace is meant for you, because that's the energy that you were created from. So, you know, go back to your roots. Go back. Remember who you are. James Blanchard wrote a book, You've Chosen to Remember. Bingo. He hit it on the nose. It's time to remember who we truly are and to be a part of that beautiful, peaceful, loving energy.
Because it is all about love. Love is all there is. So thanks, everyone, for listening to Bo L. Arnold. And you can visit her website at www.bolarnold.com. We'll have that on Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show's fan page, on International Women's Day stuff. I'm going to start doing some videos and some interviews in The Examiner. It's a column I write for. So that's another place writers can go, is theexaminer.com. So if you are interested in learning how you can submit to be a columnist for them, send me an email at heatherltapia@gmail.com, and I'll send you a link back. And, you know, I got in 2010, and I write for the Women in Business section, and I just picked it because that was what they wanted. So I knew if I said I'd do what they wanted, I'd get in, right? And
no
now
doubt.
It's an absolute universal aha. There's no accident with all the work that I'm focused on that I happen to be doing Women in Business. Imagine.
It's
you know,
fantastic.
I could have done spiritual, I could have done dance, I could have done healing, and they said, we need people for Women in Business. And I'm like, I'll do Women in Business. I'm a woman in business. And it's in a perfect alignment with all the work that's happening. So it's kind of fun how things work out perfectly when you let them.
Yeah, when you let them. That's right. Get yourself out of the way and just let it happen. Anybody can connect with me on Facebook. That's really great. It's a good place there. And I know that I think, Heather, you haven't put my Facebook up there as well. You're welcome to do that.
I did. I just posted on the website, and I'll add it to the nominee page and the Hootsuite post that we're going to be doing. And yeah, we're going to hear a lot more from Bo Arnold, folks. So I'm excited to be working with her and partnering on future ventures. And send me the links to your class if you've got a registration page, so I can put that up there and put that in my calendar of to-dos, because I need to be there. So we'll talk more about what I need to do for that as well. So thanks so much for your time. I know you're a fun traveler, and you're a beautiful person, and thank you for sharing your light and compassion with our listeners today. So enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks everything.
Thanks,
I appreciate that. All right, thanks.
You're welcome. Bye. Take care. Bye. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. We have a lot of great information coming your way in the next few weeks and months. We're going to be connecting with our award nominees next Wednesday from 2 to 4 Eastern. Those are the award nominees for International Recognition Awards for our International Women's Day. So, you know, please definitely stay posted. Let us know what you're looking for. Like us on Facebook. Share our topics. And without you, we wouldn't be in business. So thanks again for everything. Want to do one last shout out for Donna the New Era and connecting to her Authentic Goddess series on February 22nd, every other Friday for 4 weeks. And thanks again for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Enjoy your night and day.
I am Donna the New Era, intuitive healer and seer.
Give Donna a call at 614-437-9793 and schedule your healing appointment today. Thank you. www.donnathenewera.com